MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Sean Nestling. He's head of investments at Morningstar South Africa. Sean, appreciate at the time, medium-term budget policy statement, a mouthful, and it is going to be a difficult one for the finance minister as he tries to, I don't know, sort of like manage, navigate his way through, truthfully, deteriorating a balance sheet as a country.
Yeah, Simon, thanks firstly for having me on the show. And again, you know, into a week where bonds take the spotlight, particularly difficult speech coming up or statement coming up. A lot's gone wrong in the bond space. They haven't managed their debt particularly well for a period of time. There's obviously been some challenges on the fiscal side. Commodities haven't really been sort of trading at the levels that we've seen in the past. So I think on the management of balance sheet debt and also just managing the fiscus, this is a particularly difficult one. So we'll see what the week holds for us.
And you say, I mean, it is. It's back to bonds. And bonds are really having their day in the sun. I mean, relative value basis, I mean, SA bonds actually have more compelling opportunity than equities, which must be very unusual.
It is. And we were looking at it, you know, a couple of days ago. And if you just look at, the implied or the expected return from South African government bonds, we actually think they're providing a much more attractive payoff profile on a risk-adjusted basis than what SA equities are. So if you just think about, you know, you have an equity risk premium that is pretty much priced off bonds. So to have a situation where bonds are potentially offering you, you know, more upside at lower risk is highly unusual. And for us, just as, you know, professional investors, you know, our job is not to avoid risk. We do concede that there are some fundamental risks to SA bonds. But at these sort of price points, as well as cash rates being at the level, you know, that they are, we do think that they offer a particularly compelling opportunity on a standalone basis, and also when thinking about it in the portfolio context.
And you mentioned cash there. In a recent note you put out, you were talking around cash versus bonds. The correlation is typically over time fairly close to zero. When we talk bonds, I mean, they are distinct from cash, and there's actually a place in a portfolio right now for cash.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, the way we think about things at Morningstar, it's really interesting to have a conversation about, let's call it individual asset classes. At this point in the cycle, what we most focus on is how these assets combine in a holistic portfolio for clients across different mandates. So I think, you know, we've come out of an environment where cash rates have, you know, traded at historic lows post-pandemic. And with the global reset that we've pretty much seen, I suppose, on the interest rate side, cash rates are pretty attractive, both in SA and on the global side. So when we look at combining cash, you know, at really close to sort of 8%, sometimes even higher than that in a portfolio with bonds, just that correlation, which can turn negative at different points in time, being able to combine those two assets for us allows us to, let's call it almost de-risk the portfolio to a certain extent. Yeah. Cash doesn't, you know, provide you that interest rate risk or that duration risk, you know, that longer dated bonds would. It doesn't give you that mark-to-market risk. So the opportunity to provide, you know, investors with cash rates that provide you with that incremental pickup in a portfolio with bonds is something that's especially compelling at this point in the cycle.
And you mentioned there as well, I mean, we look at equities, we look at bonds, and we consider they're different assets. They totally are. But in some senses, they have the same level of risk. You know, if we get another, I don't know, global meltdown happening and international investors become net sellers of emerging markets, including us, it's going to hurt both equities and bonds, whereas cash will be relatively unscathed.
Yeah, 100%, Simon. I think, you know, we've looked at the, obviously, the global correlation between, I suppose, global equities and global bonds. We did see a period last year where that, let's call it that, the symmetry broke down or the correlation broke down. But generally, global equities and bonds provide you, I suppose, with that different payoff profile, which we don't unfortunately have for SA equities and SA bonds. So for local managers or local investors, we have to think somewhat differently about how you combine those two in a portfolio. Unfortunately, in South Africa, both of those asset classes, so SA equities and SA bonds, you know, are particularly leveraged to the rand. Yeah. So when foreigners are net sellers of South Africa, both equities and bonds pretty much move in the same direction. Whereas cash, for example, it does provide you with that underpin. And that's why we do think at this point in time, you know, it's somewhat incomplete to just think about, let's call it diversification and portfolio construction purely from SA equities and SA bonds. Whereas cash at this point in time, given where the rates are, it does provide a particularly interesting solution to different portfolio mandates.
A quick last question on cash. I like cash in my portfolio for optionality, that liquidity to it. Is that something which you and your colleagues consider at Morningstar, or is that more in my amateur vein?
No, Simon, 100%. I think, you know, the way that we think about cash is it's an asset which at most points in time or at most points in the cycle, you know, it's not an especially compelling opportunity on a standalone basis. Mm-hmm. But at a point in time where, you know, more things can probably go wrong, it will go wrong at this point in the cycle. We do think that that optionality is particularly useful, both because it brings down risk in portfolios, but also because it provides you with that dry powder or that ammunition or that liquidity, like you mentioned. So when we do see opportunities across other asset classes, whether it's equities or bonds, to basically use that opportunity and that cash as optionality and as a funding source for different assets. So 100% agree with you.
We'll leave it there. Sean Nethling, Head of Investments, Morningstar South Africa. Always appreciate the insights.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.